Hi everyone, my name is Simon, and I am a traditional candlemaker and historian. I'm here to talk to you about the fascinating history of candlemaking and my hobby of restoring antique tools. Most people assume I learned the craft from my grandfather, who was a skilled carpenter, or perhaps from reading old encyclopedias. But actually, it was a visit to a local museum that sparked my interest. They had an exhibition on pre-industrial lighting that completely captivated me.
I don't just make candles from scratch. My main passion is collecting and restoring the items our ancestors used. While many collectors focus on finding old recipe journals, my primary focus is restoring vintage equipment. I found some amazing metal moulds and melting pots at flea markets that just needed a bit of polishing to bring them back to life.
When we think of candles today, we imagine pleasant scents and clean-burning waxes. Historically, though, beeswax was an expensive luxury reserved for the wealthy or for churches. The majority of ordinary people had to rely on candles made from animal fat. As you can imagine, this produced a rather unpleasant, smoky smell when burned, which is a far cry from the modern soy wax we prefer today.
But my most fascinating discovery involves how ingenious our ancestors were with these simple items. You see, before the invention of mechanical clocks, waking up early for work was quite a challenge. I learned that they actually used a candle as a rudimentary alarm clock. You might think they just trained themselves to wake up when the room got bright, but it was highly inventive.
Here is how they did it. They would embed a nail into the wax at a specific point. They knew roughly how long it took for an inch of wax to burn. As the wax melted down to that exact level, the nail would plummet. Rather than just falling onto the wooden floor, which might not make enough noise, it would drop onto a metal plate positioned directly underneath. This generated a waking clatter, loud enough to rouse a sleeping person.
I found this so amusing that I decided to build one of these devices myself. I initially tested it out in my workshop, fearing it might cause a mess, but it was so effective and safe that I eventually moved it into my bedroom. It successfully woke me up every morning for an entire week.
Beyond keeping time for sleep, candles had other historical administrative uses. They were regularly used in auctions. Bidding on an item would continue until a small pin dropped from the flame. Interestingly, they were even used to time the signing of important contracts. The parties had exactly until the flame extinguished to reach an agreement, which added a lot of pressure.
Nowadays, of course, we have electricity and digital devices, so the practical need for candle-based timekeeping is long gone. While some folks still buy my handcrafted candles for emergency lighting during winter power cuts, their primary purpose today is definitely relaxation. There is something deeply soothing about watching a flickering flame after a long, stressful day.
Because of this renewed interest, I now run weekend courses for beginners. People are always eager to dive straight into blending essential oils and mixing colours, but the very first lesson I always insist on covering is safety. Working with boiling wax and open flames can be hazardous if you don't know what you are doing.
Looking ahead to the future, I've had offers to open a larger commercial shop, but that doesn't appeal to me. Instead, I'm currently putting together a book documenting these forgotten historical techniques. I hope it will ensure that the clever tricks of the past aren't lost forever.